We have cloudy skies, and it's 74 degrees in Atlantic at 7:06. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our forecast for today is calling for partly cloudy to cloudy skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high around 80. We picked up 2/100 of an inch of rainfall in Atlantic yesterday. The Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund recently donated $500 to the District Special Olympics bowling event, which will be held in Atlantic October 4th and 5th. Fund spokesperson and Trevor's mom, Melanie Petty, said, "We're pleased to be able to help with this event again this year and hope that all the participants have a wonderful weekend of bowling and friendship." The fund recently held their 11th annual golf tournament, and all proceeds from their event will go to things that meant something to Trevor. Petty says they're looking forward to an amazing year of giving back to the community in Trevor's name. The fund is a 501c3 nonprofit organization and to date has been able to give back upwards of $220,000. Plans are already in the works for the 12th annual T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament to be held on August 8th, 2020. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education met Wednesday evening at the high school, and during their session, board member Allison Bruckner announced that she would not be running for re-election to another four-year term on the board this November. Her current term expires this year.
I just wanted to let everybody know I've enjoyed my last 4 years, and I think we've done a lot of great things with hiring the superintendent, really getting the finances back under control, getting the bond passed, but I started my own doctorate education last year, which is taking me about 20 to 30 hours a week, along with working full time. So that's a goal that I want to continue to finish for myself. So. But thank you for letting me serve for 4 years.
And earlier this summer, another board member, Dr. Keith Swanson, announced that he too would not be running for re-election. It's unclear whether school board member Jenny Williams will run for her seat on the board. Swanson and Williams' terms are up this year also. In other business, the board approved a recommendation from Superintendent Steve Barber to hire Bob Sweeney as athletic facilities project liaison between the district, contractors, and subcontractors, and that will be effective September 26th, the day construction bids are to be opened. Sweeney will be paid $22.50 per hour, or an estimated $20,000 for the duration of the project construction. Superintendent Barber said a pre-bid conference was held Tuesday with FRK Architects, two general contractors and three subcontractors, two of whom are local.
The only way we know how many plans have been taken out is if they take physical documents. So we don't know people if they're doing digital documents, so we have no record if they're looking at those or is that the case. So we've had three generals take actual physical diagrams out, and then it'd be four generals. One of them isn't on that list, but attended yesterday. And then we've also had state organizations take it out, Nebraska, South Dakota, in Sioux City.
The documents and diagrams lay out the terms and project schematics for interested contractors, which enables them to better draw up their bids for the three-phase athletic facilities projects. And Board Secretary and Finance Director Sarah Sheeter reported during the meeting Wednesday that the district is running close on their general fund line item budget.
Our line item budget for the general fund was set at $16,995,000. And if you remember, our actual expenditures for fiscal year 19 was $16,826,000. So we're like really close. But Mr. Barber and I are confident that we can get in that $16,995,000 number. So we're gonna be watching that very closely because it's pretty tight. So we wanna watch it to make sure that we stay within there. But we would really like to stay under $17 million.
In the funeral announcements, Sister Bernice Schmitz, age 95, formerly of Harlan, died Saturday in Wisconsin. A massive Christian burial for Sister Bernice Schmitz will be today at 10:30 at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Arline Gans, age 95, of Irwin, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Arline Gans will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Irwin. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dwayne J. Nelson, age 68, of Exira and formerly of Casey, died Sunday. A celebration of life memorial service for Dwayne J. Nelson will be on Friday at 1 o'clock in the Littlefield Room at the Exira Care Center. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Albert James Carlson, age 75, of Kirkman, died Friday. Services for Albert Carlson will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Larry Noel Kilcoin, age 81, of Adair, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Larry Kilcoin will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Methodist Church in Adair. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Franklin Moore, age 90, of Manning, died Sunday. Funeral services for Franklin Moore will be held Saturday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Esther Lowenstein, age 93, of Walnut, died Sunday. Funeral services for Esther Lowenstein will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Teresa K. Jackson, age 61, who's formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday in Griswold. A celebration of life reception for Teresa Jackson will be held at the East of Omaha Music Venue in Griswold Saturday from 1 until 3 p.m. Reekin Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Charles Harris, Jr., age 93, of Greenfield, died September 5th. Celebration of life services for Charles Harris, Jr. will be on Sunday at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. And Elaine Barman, age 37, of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Elaine Barman will be held on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Willard Christian Church in Willard, Ohio. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan is assisting with the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.